Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Reish Chof Gimel Omer Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, in the middle of Simen Shin Samach Gimel, and we're in the middle of Sif Chof Vav. We began yesterday's share dealing with some of the dimension halachos of the Mavui, and we brought down that there are certain height and width and length requirements of a Mavui, and we had said in the last piece that we did in the shir that if there is a 20 amma from the floor to the top of the mavui greater than 20 amma length, so then if the height of the mavui is that high, then you can't be moderate with a korah, with a beam on the top. But if you can diminish that height, and there are two ways to diminish that height. So we brought down that if you add a extra tefach of height to the bottom, such as you can see in Deir Shu footnote number 80 in the diagram there, so now that the total height from the raised area to the korah is less than 20 amos, so then that's perfectly good. But if you're doing like in Deir Shu footnote number 81, if you're digging out from the ground, then it's inadequate to do it with just the tefach. You have to do it for the entire 4 amos of the mavi over here, a minimum of 4 amos, in order to have at least 10 tefachim from the ground up to the korah. Again, the dimensions of the korah, it has to be either 10 tefachim or less than 20 amos. So therefore, in this situation, the two diagrams over here in the issue footnote number 80 are talking about when you had 20 plus amos and you're making it to 20 amos or less, and the issue footnote number 81 gives us an example of a case where you had less than 10 tefachim and you dig it out. You have to dig out 4 amos, not just 1 tefach, in order to make the base from the floor up to the korah at least 10 tefachim. And that's where we left off yesterday, in the middle of the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkot and Sadi Tes, that we said that Tzorich Lachok Arba Amos, and we said the difference between what you had to before have the Hodel El Sagi B'Tefach, when you were raising the bottom floor, you only needed a tefach to raise, Shani Hoch Devepochus Me'asor Tefachim Lo Mikre Dofin Klal, because here you don't have a wall when you've lowered the ground just 1 tefach in width. You need to have it the 4 amos in width, because otherwise it's not called a wall. But Tzorich L'shav Yedofen, you have to make a wall over here of 10 tefachim. You don't have just the korah of 10 tefachim, you need to have the wall of 10 tefachim as well. That's why you have to have the minimal shear of the mavi, which is 4 amos, to be a total of 10 tefachim of wall height on each side. The Chanal B'Reish HaSif, as we've already learned previously at the beginning of Sif Chavav. Aval Hasim Mikri Dofen El Shu Gavo Yosim Yesim Amma. But in the case that we said that you just have to raise 1 tefach, like in Deir Shu footnote number 80 in the diagram, all you need is to have underneath the korah to have a space that is less than 20 amos, and you've accomplished that. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Kuf explains that it has to be dug into the mavui, the 4 amos length over here that you have to go and dig down to make it to 10 tefachim walls. If you didn't dig down the full 4 amos, you only dug over here a tefach, let's say, for 3 amos, you don't have the full 4 amma area, and therefore you don't have a mavoi. In this situation, sorach dafka pas arbo, you need to have either a board then that is 4 tefachim instead of a lechi, or oshnei pasin shnei mashuhuyin kidin chotzer, or you need to have a lechi on each side. They can be of any size, like you would have to be matere chotzer, because you no longer have the status over here of a mavoi if it's less than 4 amos in its length. The chanal, as we already explained, sofa diba maskel ella, which was at the end of Sivkot and Sadi Gimel. So this is really the finishing up of yesterday. They share. And it has to be al pnei kol rochbo. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot and Kuf Aleph, dimi yishar hefsek ben achakiko ben aksolim. If we have in the diagram in Deir Shu footnote number 81, if there were to be this digging out over here, didn't go all the way to the wall, so then lo yuchlu aksolim and starflem. If it was more than 3 tefachim away from the wall that was dug out, so then you'd have a raised area, and then 3 tefachim of raised area, and then you only started to dig it out, then the walls wouldn't be considered the walls for the dug-out area. And it would be as if you had no walls for this mavi. And therefore, achein, im hehevsek ben achakiko ben aksolim, hu rak pachos mishlosh tefachim, if the difference between the dug-out area, it doesn't go all the way to the wall, but it goes within 3 tefachim of the wall, then yesh lomar dimahani, brings out from the Prima Gadim that this would be good. And the issue footnote number 84 explains this is through the principle of lavud. And this works either one of two ways. Either you have the consideration that the dugout area is seemingly moved to the left to the wall, even though it's going through a solid raised area, but lavud applies even through a solid raised area, or alternatively, you can say you move the wall over to the dugout area, and if it's less than 3 tefachim, you say lavud in that direction. Now we go back to the Mechaber on the second line. And the Mechaber says, Ein mavoi nitor belechi o korah. You're not allowed to go and use just a lechi or a korah in order to be matir, the mavi, to be carried within that mavoi, unless you have the following additional conditions met. Achiu pesuchim lesocho shtei chatzeros. In order for something to be considered a mavoi, it has to have at least two courtyards that open up into it. That's the shtei chatzeros that we're talking about over here. And each one of those chatzeros also has to have ulchol chatzer shtei batim. Each of these chatzeros has to have at least two houses that open up into that chatzer, and each of those two chatzeros then open up into the mavoi for it to be classified as a mavoi. The Mishnah Berurah will tell us in a few moments something that we learned already previously in the Mishnah Berurah. That's because the halachic status of a chatzer is different than the halachic status of a mavi because of what you do within it. A chatzer is a more private area. A mavi is a less private area, and therefore it can be matted with a lechi or a korah, whereas a chatzer requires either the two lechayim of a mashu or a pas of arba. And the Ramah adds over here, in this situation, afilu kol hachatziros pesucha zulzu, even if the chatzer is open directly to each other and not only to the mavoi, that still would work. He brings down the name of the Rosh and the Mordechai and the Tor. However, the Ramah says, v'yesh cholkim b'zeh, he brings down from the Beis Yosef the name of the Rif and the Rambam, that they disagree with this kula. Let's see this inside now in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuf Beis. The Mishnah Berurah says, hatam b'zeh, the reason why you need to have this minimal amount of chatziros and batim, mishum d'ha, d'hitiru b'mavoi b'lechi v'korah, that which we allow a more easier way to matir the mavoi, using just a lechi, a single lechi, or a korah, is machmas d'yesh bo ribu d'yorin, is because you have so many people using this mavoi. Therefore, they're not using it for very personal usage, so much so, and therefore, and therefore, since it's not being used for very personal usage, it's enough just to have a reminder, for example, with the korah, or a small demarcation with the lechi. As opposed to Mashe Ekeim Chatzah, a Chatzah which is used for much more personal type of diurus usage, She'ein Watsi Bo Diurin Kokach, since not so many people are using the Chatzah, it could just be two houses, for example, Mishtamshin Bo Betznea Tvei, the people use it for more personal usages, and therefore, Lochein Tzorich, Lekach Tzorich Hechsher Tvei, you need a greater Hechsher, such as Shnei Pasin, either having a lechi on each side, or Pas Arbo Tvachim, or a single board that's at least four Tvachim. And therefore, Lekach Hochanami B'movi She'ein. That's why in a situation where you don't have two chatzeros opening up into each other, if you didn't have the minimal number of chatzeros opening up into it, then you would use the mavoi even for very personal nature, and therefore the rabbis didn't allow you to just have a lechi or a korah. You need to have the two lechayos, or you need to have a pas of arba'a. And the makel opinion that the Ramah brought down, and then the Rosh, the Mordechai, and the Tur said, even if the Chatzer is opening up one to the other, then he brought down the Machmer opinion, the Rif and the Rambam, that says, no, v'yesh cholkin. And we see this in the Mishmur Sivkot and Kuf Gimel. The Kivin the Yicholun la'ariv yachad derech ha-psochem, since the people could go and be ma'ari from one chatzer to the other through the openings that they have between the two chatzeros. They don't need the mavoi. Nechshavu ki chatzer achatz. We can halachically consider this like one chatzer. V'adim b'batim ha'psuchos, ha'psuchim zelazeh. And this is true if the houses are open up one to the other. The same rule applies. Since they don't need the chatzer, we view the house as being one house in this regard and not enough to have two houses in the chatzer. The issue footnote number 85 does point out that if you don't have a real doorway, however, between either the houses or the courtyards, it just has a window. While you could use that for an Erev, Rabbi Akiva Eger brings down, Shekol Adeos Hein Nechshavos Kishtei Chatzeros. In that situation, according to everybody, we would say that it is considered two separate yards. Af Shebinei Shtei Chatzeros, Shekol Lari Bineim Derech HaChlonos. Even though they could make an Erev through the windows, we don't consider that an automatic. The issue footnote number 86 brings down, if the two houses are an inner house and an outer house, then the halacha might be different as well. They would be considered over here as one house in this regard. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he brings down the Kosva Achronim, he brings down the name of the Bach and the El Yerabbis. You can see the Sharet Zion Os Ayin, the Kivin Shehu Milsa de Rabbanon, Naktinon Lekula. Since this is a Machlokas over here and a Din de Rabbanon, we go Sofik de Rabbanon Lekula over here, and therefore one can rely upon the more lenient opinion. Mechaber continues and he writes, another condition of the mavoi is shelo yeh b'chol pesach me elu pachos me arba tfachim. Each of these doorways over here that is going from the houses into the chatzer, from the chatzer into the mavoi, has to be at least four tfachim wide for it to be considered a valid entranceway. V'sheyu d'yorim ochlim b'chol bayis. And in addition, each house has to have people eating within that house. It's not enough that they just live there or sleep there. They have to actually eat in each house in order for it to qualify for the minimum two houses in each chotzer. They have to actually have people eating inside them. Shemakom apas garden. The Chama tells us that the definition of people living there is if they eat in those houses. And this would be true, the Mechaber continues, even if it was a father and son houses, two separate houses over here, and even though the son is being supported by the father, but he's eating in his own house. Even though the support may come from the father, but since the child eats in his own house, it's not considered one house, it's considered two separate houses over here in this situation, and it would fulfill the minimum requirement of two houses in a chatzer. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Kufdalit, lafuke, as opposed to, imderech achiloso bebeis ha'av. If he were to eat as well in his father's house, even though, as pointed on the Shaar HaTzion, os ayin aleph, af shehu lon bebeis, so even though he sleeps in his own house, the achila gorim v'lo mokum lila. The eating is the critical factor and not the sleeping. So if they eat together, it's considered like one house. If they eat in different houses, even though the father's bringing him the food, then they're considered like two separate houses and make the minimum two-house requirement for a chotzer. The Mechaber continues and writes, v'afilu tzido echot eino yehudi, ve'echot yisrael, mahani. And even if these chatzerim over here, you have one side that's a Jewish neighborhood and one side that's a non-Jewish neighborhood, but they open up into the same mavui, so then that also would work over here for this to be classified as a mavui. Mechaber brings down another din, otzarech, another classification of the mavui, a requirement of the mavui, is shehei arko yoser al rochbo, that the length has to be greater than the width. The length, as we'll explain in the Mishnah Berurah, is referring to the long axis of the mavui, and the width is the opening side of the mavui. And we can see this inside, in Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Kufhei, Shekein Derech HaMavi Lios, this is the normal way that a Mavi was, that you had the long axis over here, those are the two sides with walls, as opposed to the sides that could be open, either on one side or on the other side, that is called the width. This is explained further in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Kufov, if the length is greater than the width, you're okay. Afilu Mashu, it can be almost a square, it just has to be an inch longer, a mashu longer on the length side than the width on the side that's open, so then that is considered a valid mavui. How do we define the length and the width? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, the arko mikre derech knisosu lamavui, the entrance way over here, and that axis, that's called the long side. So it's not the opening, it's the long axis over here, as you can see in all of the diagrams, the side that has the two walls on it, that's called the long axis over here. That has to be greater than the side that has the opening on it. Masheino derech knisosu, as opposed to the width is called the side that has the opening on it. The issue footnote number 87 brings down a whole bunch of other configurations. If you narrow the mavui, then you widen the mavui. What is the din? And the issue footnote number 88 brings down that if the mavui has shnei psachim, so echod bi'arko ve'echod bi'rochvo, you have two openings. One is on the length and one is on the width. So then the Chazon Ish writes, she'tzuras ha'mavui nikbas l'fi ha'pesach she'darko mishtam she'yoser. How do you define which is the length and the width? In that situation, the one that is used more frequently, that is defined as the opening of the mavui, the width, and the others are called the length. And the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, the im arko kirochbo havelik chotzer. If it's not square over here, or if the width is greater than the length, then it's called a chotzer, ukin lekameh, as we're going to learn in a moment, and you have the rules of a chotzer and not the rules of a mavui to allow you to carry within it. And that's why the Mechaber concludes now when he writes, v'im choser echad mi'elu, if any one of these dinim that we just mentioned, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Kuvzayin, koi al kol mashem avur kan, this is on everything that we just said from above, ein mavui nitu v'chule, from the second line over here on this amud, from there and downwards until now, all of these are requirements. And if you don't have them, it's not called a mavi, you have to use the rules of a chotzer. And likewise, one additional din, the chen ha-din, which is the Shaar HaTzion brings down in Os Ayin Hei, we'll learn in Sif Lamed Beis, linyun kishlohya orech ha-mavi arba amos. If the length of the mavi was less than 4 amos, it's also not called a mavi. We've already learned this din, but we'll learn it there more fully. So then it's called a chotzer as well. And then Eino nitar in this situation, the Mechaber continues, Ela b'pas arba, o shnei pasin, shnei mashahuyin, o tzuras ha-pesach. Then you need to use the chotzer way to go and allow you to carry within it, which is again, either to have the pas of arba, a 4 tefach type of a lechi over there, or a lechi of a mashu on each side, or you can always use a tzuras ha-pesach. The Mishnah explains as if cut in kufches, the dino kechotzer. In this situation, where you don't have all the requirements of a mavoi, it defaults into being called a chotzer. And therefore, v'akein tzorech l'zeh pas arba tvachim v'chule, uktel b'sif beis, you need all the rules of a chotzer, as we've already explained, either the 2 lechis on each side, the pas of arba, or tzuras ha-pesach. Mishabur Sivkot and Kuftes explains O Tzuras HaPesach. He says V'zeh Mahani Afilu Baruch HaMi'eser. The Tzuras HaPesach, as we already pointed out, K'de'el B'siv Beis, works even if the opening is more than 10 Amos, then you can still use over here a Tzuras HaPesach to halachically enclose that area. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says Hagah. Nowadays, the minig is to treat all of these mavois, pronounced more correctly, mavois, using a tzuras pesach to seal them off, and not a lechi or a korah. And the Mishnah explains this if cotton kuf yud, bein sosum mitzad echo. This is true if it's closed off on one end, bein mefulosh, mishnei hatzadim, or if it's a through and through alleyway, bein rochav ad eser amos, this is whether the opening is less than 10 amos, bein yosmi eser amos, or more than 10 amos. In all of these situations, we have the minhag to use a tzuras HaPesach over here, which will work under all circumstances. Now, in the Shaar HaTzion, Osayin Zayin, the Chofetz Chaim does bring down that the Mogin of Ram is mashma de'ein lahach mirak b'mobim a foolish lo besosim. This may only be required. The minhag was only to put up a tzuras HaPesach, only if it was a through and through alleyway. In other words, it was open on both sides, but it brings down that most disagree with this, and even one could understand that the Mogin of Ram himself doesn't hold like this, but Ayin Sham. We go back to the Ramah now, and he says the reason why the minhag was to treat all of these using a tzuras HaPesach is because the Chol HaMavo Shalonu, because our mavoi nowadays, Yesh lehem din chatzeros. He brings out from the Truma Sedeshin that we functionally use them as a chatzer, not really as a mavoi, and therefore we would want to go and make sure that we're absolutely going to be good, and the tzuras HaPesach is always going to be good. Now, there's a long Mishnah Berurah over here, Sivkot and Kufyud Aleph, which hopefully we'll get through today, but if not, we'll finish off tomorrow. And he writes, Hainu, Mishum de Mavo Seinu, our mavois nowadays, ain't botim chatzeros pesuchas asocha. We don't really open up our yards into the mavoi the way they used to in the olden days. Didn't have to mavoi, and therefore we can't use them in the way that they normally would be matir a mavoi with a lechi or a korah. The issue footnote number 90 does bring down a machlokas between the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chazonish. What happens if they are opened up in the way they used to be? So the Aruch HaShulchan says in that situation it would be good to use a lechi or a korah, but the Chazonish says no, nowadays we don't do that. The Mishnah continues and writes, after the Chotzer Sagi Bishnei Lechoyim, Bishnei Yatzdodim below Tzuras HaPesach. Why do we require Tzuras HaPesach? By a Chotzer, you could use Shtei Lechoyim. You don't need the string across attached to both of the two vertical posts to make it to a Tzuras HaPesach. Mikomokim, he says, nevertheless, Mishum de Lefomim, Mamovi, Befulish, Bishnei Yatzdodim. Because sometimes it's going to be an alley where it goes through and through and you only have walls on the two opposite sides. In that situation, you definitely need to be machmir and use a tzuras haPesach bo. She itzarech tzuras haPesach af bein botim v'chatzeros pesuchas asocho machmir shibarosha pesuch lushus rabbel or karmas. Here in this situation, you definitely would need to have a tzuras haPesach. Oh, shalafamim roch of yosem yes. Or sometimes the opening will be more than 10 amos, and you'd also need a tzuras haPesach in that situation. In these situations, the bazeh afilu bechotzit tzarech midina tzuras haPesach v'chanal b'siv beis. So in those situations, you sometimes are going to require a tzuras haPesach. So the minna came about, Lochain Hinigu Tomid Lasos Tzuras HaPesach. So they always made a Tzuras HaPesach. And he says, V'nei Letzad HaSheni Shal Mavoi, the other side of the Mavoi, in Ein Rochav Yosem Yeser Amos, if it's not wider than 10 Amos, Yesh Deos Ben Achrom, then there are different opinions amongst the Achronim. The Das Harbi Mehem, the Shom Sagi Al Kol Ponim, Mishnei Lachayim, Mishnei Etzladim, Lo Boi Tzuras HaPesach. You wouldn't need in that situation, if the Pesach is less than 10 Amos, to have a Tzuras HaPesach, but you could get by with just having the two Lachayim on each side, or the Dalid Tfachim Pas. The time of the reason is Mimonoshach. Im Dino Kamabim Foolish, if we consider it like a Mabim Foolish, Halo Gambo, Kaimalon Lakamon, Besimin Shin Samach Daladein Saratur as a Pesach, Rach Mitzad Echad. In this situation, we only require Tzuras HaPesach on one side, but Tzadashenin, Tzagi V'lecha B'kori. Even though it's through and through, you only have to put Tzuras HaPesach on one side, not on the other side. The other side would be good with Lecha Yorkora. Vim Dino Kechotzer V'chanal, and if in fact it's considered like a Chotzer, Halo Al Koponim, Dai B'Shnei L'Choyim. So then it's good also with Shnei L'Choyim. So Mimonoshach, you're going to be okay. However, he brings down the Yesh Me'achronish Mitzadim. There are other Achronim that say, the Mitzadah Minog, Yesh Lasos, Behold, Tzad, Tzuras HaPesach. Nevertheless, even though technically it would be acceptable to have a Tzuras HaPesach on one side and the Shtei Luchayim on the other side of this Mavi Mefulush, nevertheless, the Minog is, Mitzadah Minog, Yesh Lasos, Behold, Tzad, Tzuras HaPesach. We make Tzuras HaPesach on both sides, or Vadi Tzuras Lachachila Lizorbezeh, and one should do this Lachachila. Ach, B'mochem and Tchak, under extenuating circumstances, for example, Shinivsach, Achevu, Shagabe, Lachayim, Shabbos. If during Shabbos one of your Tzuras HaPesachs over here got cut, so you're just left with the two Chayim, oh, ki haigan, or anything like this, then nearer the Eishlus Mochaleim Lahaka, then you can rely upon the more lenient opinion that we just brought down. Hechash Ein Roch of Yosem Yeser Amos, as long as it's not more than 10 Amos wide. Aftu Paris Mimlu, even though it's totally open, albeit it's less than 10 Amos, so then you could rely on one side to have the Shtei L'Chayim B'Shas Atchak. And then he adds, nowadays, now we don't have the same structure of our batim chatzeros into the mavoi. So imu mavoi akum, if you have a bent mavoi, in other words, you have a right angle mavoi, so it's foolish, but it's through a right angle over here, so you can't see the other end. So yesh deos ben achronim, he does bring down opinions that say, im tzorech lasos tikum bak mimuso, kedin hamavur lekamim, besimim shin samachtal siv gimel, we're going to learn about what you have to do there at the bend. The yesh lomar, kivin the meikor adin, yesh lo din chotzer, it does have, luckily have din of a chotzer, ain't tzorech shum tikun, it doesn't need a tikun. The dab mashos in a tikun b'shtei roashov, it'll be enough to have it at the two open ends. The yesh mach mirum rezeh, the minig lohokil, and the minig is to be nekel. We'll finish this up in Mirsa Shem tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.